Okay, here we go. This is the last Wednesday night shiur of this month. With Hashem, next month, we're going to be learning a whole new chelek of Hilchos Shabbos. So, we're going to try to cover whatever we can, as well as we're going to be a little divrei service. A little divrei service. Seres Meitshuva. Seres Meitshuva. Let's see what we can get through. So as follows. We're now in Sif Dalid. A quick thing about Sif Dalid. Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Dalid. Before we get to the different cases, Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Dalid goes and says as follows. Says the Mechaber. Yachal Adam Mekadosh L'Acherim Af Mishein Echelim Ayim. You're allowed to go and be Mekadosh for others, even if you're not eating with them. Dilid did who? Have a Makam Suda. For them, it's a Makam Suda. Since Bori Pri Hagafen is a chayva for kiddush, kiddush hayom dami. So we're accessing this mitzvah well beyond your personal involvement in the drinking of the yayin. We're accessing the mitzvah of the Bori Pri Hagafen. So if you know people are going to be kaveya suda, let's say you had kiddush already, you made kiddush already, you want to make kiddush for others, and you don't plan on eating, you still may. Because it's kiddush b'makom their suda.
Is that after if you already ate or even before you already ate? Meaning you don't want to yet be yet because you don't
know. Right. I'm assuming that. Yeah, I'm assuming you're not drinking, right? Because if you're drinking, then you had kiddush. If you had kiddush, it should be makom suda. It'd be a catch 22. If you drink from that kiddush, do you drink from that kiddush? Who drinks from this kiddush? No, let's say you were not Yotze and you're doing this. So who should drink? The listeners. Fine. Because if you were to drink, then it would be a kiddush, and then it should then have an accompanying suda. That's what I meant by the getting caught. So the question is, why doesn't he want to have kiddush right now? That would depend on Sif Hei. We're going to get there. So now, there's actually one case. Someone here in this room asked me the following shaila. It's actually one case that actually happened. It's a real case that a person wants to know. Let's say a person was not Mekabel Shabbos, and whatever reason, someone asks them to make Kiddush on their behalf.
Early Shabbos for the listener.
Early Shabbos for the listener, and the maker, the Kiddush maker, it's not Shabbos at all. Can I tap in to their Shabbos? So what was the case? This is a Maisa Shahoya, Kachoya. Names have been changed. Names have been changed to protect identities. So we have a guy, we'll call him Shlomi. Shlomi goes to visit his grandmother. His grandmother goes, and her Hebrew is very, very poor. Unfortunately, her husband was not able to make the Kiddush on her behalf. Her grandson is visiting after Plag, because you cannot make Kiddush. You cannot be Mekabel Shabbos unless it's after Plag. Her grandson was visiting after Plag, and she says, oh, before you leave, Shlomi, do me a favor, make Kiddush for me. May he make Kiddush on her behalf. So, what would you say? Where do you turn? Reish Ayin Aleph, Reish Ayin Gimel. For those who did Reish Ayin Beis, doesn't really apply. Well, so let's say there's Arvus by Nashim. And what do we have here? Can he make Kiddush based on her necessity in her state of being Shabbistic and he's not Shabbistic? He's being Moitzi, yeah, he's being Moitzi her outside of his whole existence. Well, it's the same. It would be the same application as this halacha. Seemingly, this is the place to talk about it. Sif Dalid. Let's say this guy makes kiddush. He has to make kiddush again. Yeah. Yes, he does. He does make kiddush again. That's for sure. Question is, can he even do it for her? Yeah, he does. He would make kiddush again. Again?
This is worse than the original.
Why?
Even if you could say that someone is not there, you would say kiddush now, you would see other people.
Yeah.
But to do it when it's not Shabbos, even if that was okay, this is still my.
Let's see. So, the cool, yeah. So that's a part. The brachos were instituted on the laning of the Torah. So even if you're not the Baal Kuri, you're still making the bracha on the laning. You happen to have a Baal Kuri laning it on it for everyone's behalf. I hear. I have to think about it. Okay, so the cool part is, I saw that the Heintiger Priest can bring down Rukiv Eger. Rukiv Eger clears this very Shiloh about this guy's Bubby. So he goes and he says as follows. It's in Reish Samach Zayin, by early Shabbos. The Mechaber goes and passes in Reish Samach Zayin, said days that a person may make early Shabbos and daven Shabbos early. Daven Mayriv early. Makdimin lespalal arvis yirisim yibimai sachol. A person may daven Mayriv early. So Rukiv Eger goes along and he says, yeah, I'm a supik. Im acher shaloi kibal Shabbos alav Shabbos. Emacher shalei kibul alav Shabbos yachol lahitzi lakadesh mi shekibul alav Shabbos. Here's Rukiv Eger's two tzedim. The shleimer to lazesh shalei kibul duhu chol etzloi have a keinim mechuyev bedaver. He's not mechuyev in the matter at hand at all. It's on the hagoyes at Rukiv Eger on the page. Ki hahi di Yerushalmi huva b'toyses yivam esaf yudalid ben ir in Yisrael eretz Yisrael lahitzi leben krach to have a keinim mechuyev bedaver. Okay? Yishalayim b'nei brak. Oy, the hacha adif. Why? To be yodoy lahavi atzmai lidei chiyav lekabel alav Shabbos. That's an interesting spin, right? It's biyodoy. He's able to. I would have thought that, hey, you could just access, walk into theirs and then walk out. Walk into their presence of Shabbos and then walk out. He's not saying that. Rukiv Eger seems to be saying some other svar. That it's biyodoy. I could. So even when I don't, even when I'm not mekabel Shabbos, I'm shy. I'm shy too. I could have made Kabbalah, right? I could have. It's like being shoyl neder, right? In Reish Samach Gimel. Reish Samach Gimel said, if you're Zayin, someone's mekabel Shabbos early, right? I'm merely Israel case. If someone's mekabel Shabbos early, can he ask his fellow Jew, who's not mekabel Shabbos, to be his Shabbos Jew, right? Can you be my Shabbos Jew and do malacha for me? So it's totally, what was the Kabbalah? Is it like a nether? And you can just go and undo it, right? It's biyadai to be mekabel, it's biyadai to just undo it. So this biyadai to be mekabel Shabbos enables them to make kiddush on their behalf. Ends off Rukiv Eger v'tzarchin. So where does that leave us? So, just to wrap it up, Lamaisa, because I want to get Sefei, is that the Heintike Poisim go in both Shmir Shabbos, in Shmir Shabbos Kolachas Chelik Beis Simen Nun Aleph, as well as Shmuel Kamenetsky says the exact same thing. He says, Lamaisa, after all the Lamdas finishes, there's what to rely on B'Shas HaDchak. So now, here's where the Shas HaDchak is very relative, right? Everyone's going to have a different Shas HaDchak. She can't read. How should she make Kiddush? In English? No.
Oh, we had that earlier. Yeah.
Repeat after me. Should he feed her the words so she will verbalize and enunciate the words? Is that better than the other person doing it? So again, this is going to be, is that putting your grandmother through that, is that called a shas avchak? That's the shaila at hand, right? At some point, are we going to say, don't worry, it's what to rely on, and you can do it. That's the shaila at hand. Okay, this is already well beyond the scope of this shiur. So, Hilchus Derech Eretz. Fine. So, that's halach lemaisa. If anyone's in that scenario,
why can't you say it in English? Is there anything you can't say in English? Side question.
No. He wants to know. Can you be mekadesh haShabbos?
You're allowed to say. You're allowed to say.
Can you be mekadesh haShabbos in English? L'chayr you could.
Languages. Why
can't? What? What? Zeichus Yitzayim.
I understand, but when it's a shayla,
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I'm assuming you could, and that would make it not. That's not even such a crazy shas adchak. Okay.
I don't know if that's a shayla.
That's sif dalit. Okay. Now we're going to move on to sif hay. Sif hay, we have four options. Sif hay is what is the suda that should work for kiddush makom suda. We have four different options. Number one. Pass is obviously most ideal. That's what the Vilna Gaon goes and passes in the Ma'aser Rav, brought in the Bir Halacha, that a person should go and only make on pass. Number two is Mezainis. How did the Magen Avraham even come to that conclusion that Mezainis is good? Because we find a precedent that Yayin works. So Mezainis is Kol Shekin better than Yayin. Fine. So that's bumped up, right? That's more ideal. Okay? Number three is Yayin. Number four is Shilta Giborim brings something about. Something about Paris. Fruit. Yeah? So now, what do we have and when do we have it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the Chiv and the Gemara, right, Rav Moshe is going to have to get out of the Gemara, right? The Chiv and the Gemara is to be B'makam Suda. So whatever we're going to offer to be, to service as your food, is going to be B'makam Suda. The question is, what's the Vard? Is the Vard that is something that's satiating, filling, that's synonymous, right? Satiating and filling is the same. Why not? Yeah, for now. What do you say?
No.
Satiation
is a level
above. Okay. Filling means you could be filled with water, but you're not sa'id. Sa'id, the Hebrew word sa'id, is a higher level. Yes.
When you have another person, and let's say there's a person who can't eat bread or for whatever reason, if someone else, if you make the kiddush, even if you're not yet to the gain, if someone else there is going to eat pas, doesn't that help for your kiddush? If the father, the balabas, can't eat pas, but he, someone else at the table eats pas, doesn't that make his own kiddush maktuda? If you can make, in Sif Dalim, we said, you can make kiddush for someone else. No, you're
no, let's say.
If you don't drink your yaitz, if anyone else drinks it, your yaitz a kiddush. So who said that doesn't help for the makam suda?
No, if the makadish is drinking or not.
Drink does not drink. If someone else, just like
makadish doesn't drink?
Or if you, meaning to say, without having to fall into the gainim, that the ayin works for the makam suda. If just like we said, like Sif Dalim, make kiddush, that helps for someone else. But we said earlier in Reshayin Aleph that I don't have to drink. If you drink my kiddush, I'm yay to the kiddush. Before we get into makam suda. So now, why can't that work for makam suda also? And as much as someone else is eating pas, and I'm also eating, I'm not eating pas, that doesn't help for my makam suda.
I would think it shouldn't work. How does that? That's a much bigger stretch that they're eating my eating.
They're not eating for me, but my kiddush has to have a suda with them. Not my suda, but someone else's.
Okay, I hear the.
Get down.
I just don't know. I cannot confirm nor deny such a possibility. I don't know. We'll have to look into it. I don't know. What do we have? So we're gonna run out of time. Says Rebbe Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. The real nafkamina here is what? Is there Maariv?
There's no
Maariv. There is a ton of Maariv. Okay, we're wasting too much time talking about it. Let's go right there. Here we go. So, there's... So what do we have? We have... Obviously, Lechem's going to be ideal. Right? Even if you don't get the Vilna Goyin, which, practically speaking, many people, when they're buying Kiddush, will partake in the Kiddush. So you just lost the Vilna Goyin. But, is there any Maila of making Kiddush again? When you get home, even if you satisfied your needs of Kiddush B'makam Suda, because, well, Friday night, you're not having Kiddush anywhere else, usually speaking. Generally speaking, you know, I never heard, I actually took this poll in Shul in Queens, and someone told me, yeah, I've been to a Friday night Kiddush. Never heard of such a thing. Yeah, but now you know. Now the word's out.
Yeah,
but
that's
terrible. Yeah, Friday night Kiddush. But Shabbos day, yeah, what are the stakes? It's going to be a Bari Priya Goffin. Bari Priya Goffin, just make it again before your Suda, so as to get the best of Kiddush from Makam Suda. So, there's actually a fascinating. There's a Charles Chuvis with a Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Just, you know, so you get the full picture. It wasn't written by Rissa Zonnfeld. Rissa Chaim Zonnfeld was written by a Yid by the name of Rav Shlomo Sobel, Samach Vav Beis Lamed, who sat and they ate together. They had breakfast and he would bomb Shilas. Now this Rav Shlomo Sobel was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and you could see from the Shilas, he goes back and forth and back and forth, and he starts off, Simen Reish Nun Hei, at least in the New Defus, they redid it recently. Simen Reish Nun Hei in Or Chaim, he goes and he starts with the Maaser Rav, and he has a tremendously long arichos. The tshuvas are always very, very short. And the tshuva, he was in the middle of breakfast, like, you know? The tshuva, he writes over here, Bevadim min anochin lekadosh oida pam koidem asu de gemura. Says the Reis Chaim Zonnfeld. It's a good thing. Reis Chaim Zonnfeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim. Vim shachach lahazkim meinim oira lo yachsa lavarech. Fine. Okay. So Yeah. So it's funny because how do I even find this Maamar Makom? I found it in another sefer which quoted this, and they just said Rav Chaim Zonnfeld says that the Gra is a Vaita Chumra. He didn't say that. The Shoyl quotes the Gra in such a light,
and he didn't
change it. Rav Chaim went and said, "Yeah, just make it again." So that's for that. Okay, different discussion. Yeah, we're not going to go there. So moving on. So Rav Michal Yehuda, the story of Rav Michal Yehuda, he came with the seeds, right? Fine. So. Where are we? So now what's left? We have Pasuk B'Kisin. Pasuk B'Kisin is also going to be Zichor L'Chadchila, in the words of the Magen Avraham, Zichor L'Chadchila. Right? Then we get down to the Magen Avraham's, where he started from, which was Yayin, which is very negah. Anyone who has any stomach conditions that they don't want to have carbohydrates, they will be quickly running into this opinion of Mishaburah. The Mishaburah goes and says that in the Shas of Chag, you Zichor can rely on Yayin. It is Soed, and it's Mekam Suda, which would also help us for Pesach. Right? Which also help us for Pesach. Right? Because separate discussion. This is
that was the summer.
Yeah, that was Simon Reish Ayin Beis. And I don't want to get into it.
It's a good breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast, come by, I'll give you a one-liner. And then you write it up and we'll have a safer together. Deal? Amazing. So, okay, what do we have? So we have then Yain. The Mishabura doesn't like it. He says, B'shas Chak, you can be Mekel too. Go and use such a shita of Yain. If, what? So we have the opinion of the Lavush, as do other Achreinim go and say, you should drink another Revius. As it's another Revius, just to clarify one thing. It's another Revius on top of Malei Lugmav. Right? It's not two Revius. Malei Lugmav is the bare minimum, as we saw in Reish Ayin Aleph for Kiddush. Now, when you want to have a Seuda, that soid of Yayin, it would be your Revius on top. So again, no. According to Lavush, it's a whole spare Revius.
A Revius to Lugmav is like 80%
Revius. So it's not that big of a difference.
Oh, so sorry. In the two. Yeah, fair. Fair. Okay. So. Right.
One review.
Then if you're what?
Meaning if the Mekadesh made the Malay Lugmav, you would only, if you're listening, you would only have to drink in one review.
One review, correct. You'd only have to drink one review. So what Yoytze with his Kiddush, your Seuda is just the Yain, it would only have to be one review. So the Shabur goes and says, pretty straightforward, the Shabur goes and says that a person Mishas HaChak can rely. And it's interesting, he goes, how does he quote the two? He says, just drink a shir revius. The Mishabura starts, Mishabura, by saying as a fact, factually, drink a shir revius, which means after your mali lugmav, you drink the last little drop left, the last 20% or whatever it is, and then you're mekayim kiddush makom suda. V'yeshomrim shein yotzei kiddush makom suda afilu yishtak shir revius. So how does Mishmur paskin? He says, and then he brings the other sheet that says you should drink even more. So how's the Mishmur paskining? What? So Shacharsin splits it and says, yeah, that by Shachris you have what to rely on because it's much more kal. It's only going to be Kiddush Drabanan. So what are the stakes already? So generally speaking, when are you going to be, when would someone be relying on this? If they have a real condition, it would be both. It would be by both. Right? So if they wanted to personally be machmir, there's definitely what to rely on. It is a shas adcha. It would be a malei lugma plus revius. But the Mishabura seems to say, kalachayat is a fact. He says factually that a person may just have one singular revius. So a person doesn't have the ability to down that much. Total. Yes. Then they could rely on that. The payrus is already more tricky, and we're not going to get into it right now. We'll have to revisit it the next cycle in the Koilin when we do Kiddush Makom Suda. That was a joke. Okay. So I just want to share with you one idea about Aseres Mitzvah. There's a fascinating Tanit Ve'Elio. Shavim Tanit Ve'Elio, Zuta, Perech of Beis. It goes and says as follows. It goes and it says that Rabbi Nehoirayo, we are saying, Nam Nitno, Koiras Ruach, Ka'aseres Hayamim. There's 10 days that they give a Koiras Ruach. The mission obviously uses a Koiras Ruach as a whiff. There's a Koiras Ruach, there's some beautiful sense of smell, there's this opportunity in the air of these 10 days. May Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippur. Keneged Asar Nisyon Shinasas Avram Avinu. V'nimtza Shalim Bekulon. The Medrash continues and says, and it's also Keneged Asar Sadibris. It's Amr Darsheni. So I want to just share with you one of them, at least on the second part. Rabbi Yosef Nechama Kornitzer, the Einikel of the Chassam Sofer, who was the last Rav in
Krakow.
I was getting confused with Warsaw. The last Rav in Kruke. He says in his drushas, the Moir de Gazach, he says that there's 10 Aseres Hadibris, and we all know that they're Kolal Kolater Kulo, and they're all Nechlal Naaleph, and it's all microcosms of Kolater Kulo. And each one has a message, and each one has something they're coming to be misakin. And they're connected to 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Why? Because the way he explains at least two of them, the Avodas on the other eight, to try to figure them out. Yeah. Seven of them work out glatt. The three of them work out glatt. The other seven you have to really try to figure out. He says the first one is Anoichi. Anoichi falls out the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when you're being mamlich the Rabbeinu Shloim. And then we have Ayelacha Lehim Achirim Alponai. That's the reverse. That's the same. Don't have anybody else. That's the same being mamlich the Rabbeinu Shloim. Here, last one. The last one's Yom Kippur. Why? Because leisachmoid. Because you're always being chaymed more. You want more. You want more ruchniyot. You want more gashmias. You want more taivas. You want more this. And we abstain from all kol minei taivas on Yom Kippur. That's being misakin to leisachmoid. So where does that leave us? Tonight. Last night, Yitzchak Gedalia was leisisa. Leisisa. The shaila is, what's the message? What's the message in leisisa? And tonight is Shabbos. Tonight's Shabbos. So, Dalid of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Shabbos. So what does Shabbos mean to you? What is Shabbos? That wasn't a catchphrase. that was a Shiloh, just like, what does Shabbos represent? Shabbos is a time to have a shaychus with the Rabbeinu Shleim, to have the relationship when you stop and you just focus on what you got. And you don't let the malach of Kol Shisha Yamin distract and disturb that relationship. That's what today and every day has a different avoda. Every day has a different avoda. The leisisa is focusing on the words you say can change it from haskar shem shemayim levatala. just slipping of the tongue, just keeping that focus, honing that relationship and focusing on what you've got. That's Takada Avodah Aseres Mitzvah, just to stay focused and pointed to what we can chaperayim. And there's no bigger schus than Limud HaTorah. So, Ashreichem, for everyone who's here by the Kohel, we should be able to chaperayim, Aseres Mitzvah, to be able to come to Yom Kippur, fully equipped.